Let's talk about the camp you're having. You know, not even the games, but in the practice you're getting something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to improve every day, you know, show the coaches that I could play and pretty much work on my crafts and do everything I need to do to make the plays in practice so I could take it to the game.
How about you seem so opportunistic there. The ball seems to find you. Just talk about that.
It don't seem to find me. I seem to find the ball. You know, I just try to do what I need to do to, you know, make plays because I know my situation, you know.
What is your situation?
You know, I'm a free agent. This is my second year. Last year, around this time, I didn't really get an opportunity when I was at New York. So, and I sat out most of the year. So I just came here to show them that I could really play, you know, so I could make the team and help the team.
Are you on any of the sub defenses?
Yes, I'm on pretty much all of them, you know, but I'm with the twos right now, so.
Do you feel like special teams will play a big part in
Yeah, most definitely. You know, you got to play special teams, especially as a free agent. That's what you got to do. You know, you got to get on every team and make plays, and then once you get in and on defense, you do what you got to do, you know, also make the team.
What do you think you have to do in these next two games to make the team?
Just keep doing what I've been doing, just making plays, know what I'm supposed to do out there on the field, and, you know, no MAs, anything like that, and, you know, stay healthy.
What happened? You talked about last year in New York. What was the situation there?
To me, they drafted a safety last year, and, you know, I was playing. When I did get in, I played very well, but, you know, I think they kind of held me back because they had a situation. They drafted a guy, so, you know. That's what happened.
When were you cut?
The last cut.
And then after that, what?
After that, I was just home, chilling, doing nothing. And I had a, you know, workout with Tampa Bay maybe 4 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm. So the Browns called when?
Browns called me in November. You know, after they played Cincy, I think, for the last time.
Can you describe that situation, your emotions when you did get cut? I mean, sure, that's probably the first time in your life you ever got cut.
Yeah, it hurt me because, you know, I know I'm good enough to play, and they had me kind of questioning my ability to play for a little bit just because I got cut, and I know I was doing a good job when I did get in. So that kind of, you know, put a, you know, heartache on me kind of a little bit. But, you know, I came, you know, when I got cut, I still worked out and trained. So if I get a call, I'll be ready.
Did you work? Did you get a job?
No, I didn't get a job. You know, I was just training. I was still training, you know. This is what I want to do with my life. This is, you know, now it's my job, so I'm going to just keep working at it, you know.
Where were you when the Browns called?
I just got back to Iowa to go to Iowa State to finish my degree. I was actually going to look at me an apartment. I was on the way to get a finish my. Yeah, good thing I didn't, but, yeah, that's what I was doing.
How do you explain your interceptions? I mean, you're not only getting them in the games, but today and all that. I mean, why do you find them?
You know, actually, in practice, you know, I never really, like, ever in my career really get interceptions in practice. You know, I had to develop as a practice, you know, practice player. So, you know, I never really got them in practice. I could count on my one hand how many got in my career in practice. So, in the game, you know, I'm in school, too. So it's just like I had to develop over the years to be a practice player so I could, you know, take that to the game. And, you know, I always made plays in the game. You know, I always show up in the game. So, you know, I do better in practice. I do better in the game.
How many do you think you've had this year? You count them?
Only four.
Huh?
Made four.
In practice?
No, two in practice. Those two today, I think. Maybe one before. No, rookie minicamp. I had one on Wheaton. So maybe, yeah, Yeah, I wish it was like that, but, you know, practice doesn't really count. Well, they count, but, you know, I'd rather have them in the game.
Well, you mean that one you got in Detroit sealed the game, so just and talk about that one.
Oh, the one in Detroit, I almost fell on that play, you know, and I had to catch my balance, and I just, you know, tried to make a play on the ball, just stuck my hand out and, you know, stayed with it.
And then the one last one. Was the moment that made you change your mentality in terms of being a better practice player?
No, not really, because, you know, I was practicing well out there, you know, so it was just like it, you know, it changed my mentality to work harder than I've been working up to that point, you know, because I've always worked hard. So it's just like I got to work harder. That, you know, opening my eyes, I got to work 10 times harder.
And And then the one up there in Green Bay, when the receiver fell, the drives get real big.
No, actually, I didn't know. I was thinking, I was just like, I'm going to light this man up. You know, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to make a big hit. And he fell, and I was just, yeah, then my eyes lit up, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's something to be said about just hanging on to the ball, and you've been able to do that. A lot of DBs put their hands on balls but can't catch
them. Mm-hmm. I'm an offensive player. I always play offense. I love offense, you know. I don't, you know, I always was a return guy, so I had balls in my hands that way. So just like, I'm not returning here, so I got to get the ball to my hands one way or another because I'm an offensive player at heart.
Hey, Dave, did anybody else show interest in you back in November at that time?
Except for Tampa. I was in Tampa for a week, you know, but then they had a situation with a long snapper. So they had to bring another long snap on the roster, and then I was a new guy, so I had to, you know, they had to do what they had to do.
So it wasn't like you had your choice of where you wanted to go.
No, maybe. Not at all. I play wherever. Whoever want to give me the opportunity, I'm going to play the same way wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. And if you feel this is a good opportunity, I mean, I know you saw me Young's hurt now, right now, and Mike Adams left, so this mm-hmm. is a pretty good situation, right?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, yeah, you saw me got hurt, banged up, you know, so, but, you know, opportunity is there for me, so I'm going to take the best of what I have.